Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and the media is fond of reminding Americans that in spite of living in an ideologically divided time, our wants and desires are often more aligned than we might like to think. We all want affordable health care, proper education for our kids, a civil holiday dinner. Well, today we're going to add another thing to that list. We all have fears. Out today is a new WNYC podcast called 10 Things That Scare Me. It's a 5-minute per episode podcast where people from across the world reveal their biggest fears, the ones that keep them up at night, that inform their choices, and even define their lives. It includes famous people and not famous ones. Here's a sampling in a 1-minute montage.
Number one, pooping in my pants.
Number two, clown faces.
Number three, egg yolks. Should I eat them? Should I not eat them? I don't know.
Number four, a falling traffic light while I'm going under.
Number five, my father's suicide. He's talked about walking into the forest and, quote, letting nature take its course.
The idea is that you are completely adrift in outer space, just waiting for your body to die.
Number six, being falsely accused.
I had been accused of sleeping with people that I never slept with.
Number seven, deviled ham.
Eight is just this general kind of fear of, should I be doing something else?
Nine, that the cats will escape into the street and drink antifreeze.
Number 10.
So a fear of mine is that it's 25 years later and I haven't done anything what I really wanted to do.
Well, any of those sound familiar? With me now are the creators of the podcast, 10 Things That Scare Me, Paula Schumann, also vice president of on-demand content at WNYC Studios, and WNYC producer Amy Pearl. Hi, guys.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
And Amy, you're the brains behind the idea of this. Do you want to talk about how you came up with it and describe the concept?
Sure. I don't know if I'd describe myself as the brains. I think more of the brawn. I think the brains is more our huge, amazing team, which we could talk about later. But the reason I think this is a great time for a podcast like this is, I mean, as I heard all those voices, I remembered all those interviews, and even though the episodes are very short, about 5 minutes long, the interviews are over an hour usually, and we spend a lot of time talking to people to help dredge up their fears, and we wanted to do this because it is a way for people to feel connection and a way for people to feel empathy, and that's something that we need today, I think.
Before we play some more samples, what is that hour like for people? I mean, you're talking about 60 minutes talking about your deepest fears with a stranger from public radio interviewing them. How does that go?
It's so fun. I feel when I sit with my therapist now, I'm like, oh, you have it easy. No, I'm not. It goes, people start on the surface a lot of times. They start, you know, they'll read their list and they'll immediately want to be like, well, let me qualify that. Let me explain that. But as you go down, because 10 is a lot. I mean, if you start thinking about it on your own, and it is a fun exercise, people, physician, know thyself. So try to do this at home.
Because I imagine one or two or three will come right to mind.
Yeah.
And then you have to go digging for your other fears.
Yeah, you go digging and sometimes you discover something about yourself that you didn't know, or you have a memory. Or I had a woman say to me recently, she was talking about having a fear of living her life differently from her parents. And she was wanting to kind of live in a kind of multi-partner family with like a bunch of boyfriends, bunch of girlfriends, everybody raising kids together. And I was like, what's stopping you? And she said, oh, I guess nothing. I don't know why. Nothing's stopping me. I could do it. I could do it. I could do it. And she seemed to like, so sometimes there are revelations.
Help her get over a fear in that case, it sounded like.
There are tears. It's funny and sad and scary and Right, Paula?
Yeah, I was thinking you interviewed someone and we were listening to the raw tape. And then at the end of it, you know, it's like an hour long. At the end of it, she goes, that was amazing. Oh, my God. I feel so great. I feel so great. I just let everything out, you know. So I think people definitely don't always know what they're getting into and then feel a sense of catharsis.
And you charge less than psychotherapists. My guests, WNYC producers Paula Schumann and Amy Pearl, responsible for the new WNYC podcast called 10 Things That Scare Me. And I know the original idea was to record, you know, non-famous people, but the idea evolved to invite more well-known individuals too. And here's an example. Amy, talking about the bronze of the operation. One of the first episodes that dropped today is none other than former White House press secretary Anthony Scaramucci. So let's take a listen to what scares Scaramucci.
Okay, so this is a list of the things that I fear the most after great contemplation. Number one, the dark. Number two, divorce attorneys. My divorce attorney was fantastic, by the way. I mean, he's literally become a very close friend. Number three, having somebody I really love fall out of love with me. Number four, loss of a loved one's life, God forbid. Number five, a lack of communication with my own children.
I thought he said number one, the dork. And I'm thinking, who was he thinking of there? But I realize it's the dark. So, Paul, how'd you pitch to Scaramucci? What'd you say? You want to come on this podcast and talk about what makes you the most vulnerable while you're on one of the few people on Trump's good list?
Yeah, pretty much. That was it. Right? Yeah, I mean, I think the pitch is, do you want an opportunity to talk about yourself in a way that feels maybe not where you're sort of allowed to be yourself in less of a canned, predictable way? And I think also, we want to have you on the show because we want to have a wide swath of voices. The whole point is to hear people that you might, on the surface, disagree with, either politically or socially. But, you know, there's a lot of conversation around about how we need to reach across lines and listen to each other better right now. And this is an opportunity for us to hear people that we might not know in the way that they know themselves, and also to allow people a forum to be real, you know, to allow Anthony Scaramucci, who you see on TV talking politics, talking about Trump, but to talk about his family, you know, and to talk about his upbringing. And he talks about growing up in Long Island and how he never thought he would become who he is. So I think people, a lot of people want that opportunity.
We're going to play a couple of more clips after the break from the new WNYC podcast, 10 Things That Scare Me. Producers Amy Pearl and Paula Schumann are with me in the studio. We also can take a few phone calls. We don't have a lot of time for calls, but I wonder if this is sparking anything in anyone. And if you want to call up and tell us one of your fears and where it comes from and how you deal with it. Obviously, we're not putting you on the spot here. Only call in if you want to. But is this making you think? Do you have a fear that maybe you avoid talking about, but you might like to face head on? Maybe you're afraid of whatever it is, a loved one getting hurt. Parents, how do you deal with that? And what about worry about your own parents as they get old and frail? Whatever. Maybe you're afraid of the dark, like Anthony Scaramucci, or whatever it is. How have you dealt with a fear of yours? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we'll keep talking to our guests and we'll play two more examples from this new podcast right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, as we're talking with Amy Pearl and Paula Schumann, producers of the new WNYC podcast, 10 Things That Scare Me. Each podcast is with one person and just 5 minutes long, but that's after about an hour-long interview in many cases. And let's listen to another clip. This is novelist Otessa Moshfegh. Her latest book is My Year of Rest and Relaxation. And 10 Things That Scare Her, we'll start pretty deep into this.
Number 7. War or regime change, anything like that. Everything gets rewritten and rewritten and rewritten. You don't know you know, how to go about your business. You never know what's going to happen. My parents moved to Iran in the late 70s, I think right before it was really starting to hit the fan. And they were building a house. They had my older sister had been born. And it seemed like really quickly things shifted dramatically, got extremely violent. There were a lot of threats. And then there was a flat-out demand that you had to leave, that my entire family had to leave. And they did. Number 8, my whole family dying.
And then I see her number 9 written here, killing someone by accident. That sounds like a fear of someone who's been in a war.
Yeah. I mean, it's actually a pretty common fear for people driving. A lot of people say driving or killing someone by accident. But yeah, I think, you know, the other producer, Daniel Guimet, did that interview. And I think most of the people who speak to him, he said that one person he spoke to afterwards was like, "Can I offer you some money? This was an amazing time for me." So I think he really is able to get really close to people very quickly. And she obviously opened up there. And you could hear a little bit of the sound design there. And the show has beautiful sound design. I didn't do it, so I can say that. It's Isaac Jones composed all the music you hear on the show, and a lot of the sound, some of the sound, we send recorders to some of the guests and have them tape their daily life. Like Jeff Vandermeer, a novelist, taped his yard in Florida and all the animals there. And Blair Braverman, who you hear on Friday, who's a dog musher, gave us some sound of some of her dogs, and that's all incorporated in a lot of the different rooms that you visit during the fears. So each episode, even though it's short, has a lot of different sounds in it, and we encourage people to go back and listen again, because you might hear some kind of unconscious just leading you into different ways of thinking about connections between the fears.
Go ahead, Paul.
Sorry, I was also going to say, speaking of animals, the animals comes up a lot in this show.
Huh.
Otessa goes on to talk about her family dog being hit by a truck, that sort of, you know, and that accidentally killing somebody. And there's a lot of fear of cats dying, animals dying, failing animals. And it's just interesting to notice throughout the show.
And I think along those lines, and reminiscent of some of what we just heard from Otessa Mosfeg, is Joseph in Greenwich. You're on WNYC. Joseph, thank you for calling.
Yes. Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a point of saying that some of my fears are actually sort of it happening and also it not happening. So, for instance, being responsible for my kids, I'd be scared that I wasn't responsible for them, but at the same time, I'm scared that I am responsible for them. And just sort of that dichotomy, that inner turmoil of, man, I want this to happen, but what if this actually happens? It's all scary.
That's a really good point. A lot of people's fears it's a two sides. It's a fear and a desire together. And I think, you want your children to succeed, but you're afraid they won't. And you want to be a good parent, but you're afraid you failed them. And you want to take, some people say, I want to take responsibility. I want to take responsibility for my kids and make them successful, but I want to make them feel like it's their success and not mine. And it is, every fear has two sides.
Joseph, thank you very much for a pretty deep fear, those two sides. Paul, how many people have been interviewed for this so far, roughly?
I want to say, 75 people.
That's
a lot. Have we? And then we have a lot more book that we have yet to record.
And how frequently are these episodes going to drop?
So we're doing it 3 times a week, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And, because they're short, we feel like in some ways they're little sort of daily meditations. And like Amy says, encourage people to listen again and make sure you don't miss anything. And just sort of allow yourself to be in someone else's world for 5 minutes can be really valuable for the soul.
So are there commonalities after 75 interviews, things that keep coming up?
There's a lot of people are scared of creatures. There's a lot of, rats and spiders and snakes, and there's a scorpion, lots of cockroaches, tree frogs. you know, there's a lot of environmental fears. A lot of people fear sort of what's happening to the planet, and there's a lot of mortality. It turns out people are scared of death, different ways of dying. But there's also sort of existential fears, like, I don't know, like failure and not living up to your potential.
We have one of those environmental fears on the board. So let me talk to Dean in West Orange for a minute. Hey, Dean, we've only got about 30 seconds for you, but go ahead.
Hi, Brian. I'll be as quick as I can. Ever since I'm an old man, I'm like 67 years old, and ever since I was a kid, I've always thought the world was going to hell in a handbasket, and I was wrong. But lately, I don't think I'm so wrong, in environmentally speaking. And my big fear is that my kids, who are, you know, sort of grown up now, are going to have to live in a world that's so severely degraded because we have ignored the things we've been ignoring for the last, you know, 30 years or so.
I'm curious if you're afraid of climate change impact on your kids. Is there a particular, I mean, is it flooding? Is it heat? Is it drought? Does it express itself in a certain way?
The thing that scares me the most is that sort of what I think could happen to our society as the stresses slowly kick in and people just start getting really scared and angry and having to go out things that they've been used to. You know, the sort of the huge disjoint of everything changing so hard and so fast is going to just tear us all apart. That's what scares me the most.
Dean, thank you so much for your call. Here's one more example from the new WNYC podcast, 10 Things That Scare Me. This is from Marina Suarez, a geologist in Texas. She has a twin sister who is also a geologist, and she discovered a previously undiscovered type of dinosaur that is now named after her, and yet it is the source of one of her 10 fears.
Number 9, there's something called like imposter syndrome. As a little kid, you dream of finding a dinosaur. I mean, that was my lifelong dream. I mean, I found it in East Central Utah, and my twin sister was with me, actually. So we were both working on our master's research, and we had found this one little gully where the rocks were really well exposed. So in kind of crawling down that into that gully, there were a few little bones picking up the side of the cliff. And I remind my twin sister, Selena, that I found it first. But I think even though that was a big accomplishment, being a good academic, a good professor, a good teacher, a good researcher requires many, many, many other skills and knowledge and focus. And every now and again, it's kind of like, gosh, can I really do all of this?
Huh. Amy, it's imposter syndrome.
Yes,
right?
everybody has it.
So many people have it, right? You've been a acknowledged professional in your field for X years, and yet there's still this voice in the back of your head that says, I'm not really competent. I'm just fooling people, and I'm going to get caught.
Yes, it's true. I think I shouldn't say everybody has it because they don't, but a lot of people do have it. And I think when you hear somebody who's done something like discover their own dinosaur and they still are worried that they're not doing what they should be doing, that they're not good enough, I think you can maybe give yourself a break the next time you feel that you weren't a good enough mom or you didn't write your email good enough. And I think it's a good time to really sit down and wonder why you feel that way about yourself and try to think what you did well today.
So Paula, the new WNYC podcast, 10 Things That Scare Me. Tell people how they can get it and what you have coming up immediately.
Anywhere you get your podcasts, Google, iTunes, Pocket Cast, the WNYC website, the list goes on the internet. Please do look for it. It's 10 Things That Scare Me. We have, as Amy mentioned, we have a dog musher coming up, Blair Braverman. We have film director Paul Feig. We have Tom Morello, Rage Against the Machine guitarist. We have an incredible range of people, so check it out. Thank you.
And this is debut day, right?
It's just out today. Yep.
10 Things That Scare Me. Paula Schumann, Vice President of On-Demand Content at WNYC Studios, and Amy Pearl, Senior Producer of the 10 Things That Scare Me podcast. Thank you so much for helping roll it out.
Thanks Brian.